Okay, Gia, we're counting down, but I
Okay.
believe we're recording. How are you doing tonight?
I'm pretty well. I'm a little lackluster, perhaps, but
Yeah,
well.
I am too, although earlier I was thinking maybe I should have another Cosmo tonight,
Oh,
but
really? Well,
no,
you didn't have terrible ill effects then the next day,
no,
so you were
I didn't, and I did
that's
move the
good.
ingredients into my bedroom mini fridge, so they're a lot more
Well, you don't want them
convenient
out where
now.
the kid's gonna find them
No,
convenient, you
yeah,
know.
just being a responsible parent.
That's right.
But
Okay.
yeah, but it's a lot chillier tonight, so a cold beverage doesn't sound quite as refreshing.
Not as refreshing. Well, maybe next special occasion.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we'll do
Yeah.
it again sometime. But so now we're into our second year of podcasting.
Dun, dun,
Ta-da!
dun.
And
Yeah.
I'll just remind everybody that we do still have some t-shirts. We don't have any women's sizes except for smalls, and then we have unisex, a variety of sizes. So if that interests you or excites you, please go ahead and email
If
us
you're a
at
very
table at the
small
Tano.
woman,
If you're a petite woman, which neither of us are, I'm just
well,
barely
now
a
we've
woman.
talked about this, what sizing means anymore.
Yeah,
Petite doesn't
right.
mean that you're slight in
No, that's
sizing.
true. That's true.
You can be short and roly-poly, and you can
I
find
could be and
petite
still be considered petite. That's true, Gia.
by a
Thank you.
store. Yeah,
By a
yeah.
store, a store that is conning people, women.
Yeah. I'm okay
Chicos.
with that now. I'm
We know
okay
what you're
with
doing, Chicos, and it's wrong.
Chicos, you're not fooling us. But anyway, but this is the best time of the day, the time we talk about General Hospital.
Yes. And so, since we already spoke about Friday, Monday, and Tuesday, now we're really kind of just covering Wednesday and today, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I have to tell you, after Wednesday, I was almost angry. I guess I was angry. I was angry.
Go ahead and tell us about that, Gia.
I don't know if I'm just being like on some kind of feminist high horse because I'm a throwback to, you know, Gloria Steinem kind of days or something. But and I mean, I think you were the first to point this out, but we have like a theme, a thread running through where women say pretty clearly, here's what I want or here's what I don't want, you know, this is the boundary I'm setting up, and really not being hazy, not being like coy about it, saying this is where I want you to stop, or this is whatever. And then we have these men that just like keep going, well, no, let me tell you why you feel that way, or let me
Or
tell you
how you
why that's
really feel,
wrong,
and
or yeah.
I know. Are
Is
you
that
talking about
man's, is that
Carly and Drew now?
mansplaining? Yes, I am so talking about that. That scene made me angry.
That was almost it. I found the one with Cody and Britt worse, but the Drew and Carly one, it
Yeah,
was along the same
worse. Yeah.
lines. Partly
Yeah.
because Cody just kind of moved in and kissed her and then acted like, you know, that kiss had magical powers or something. But
Right, right. Yeah, that had a different tone even than, you know,
I
because
guess because there
Carly
wasn't
is
as much
interested in Drew.
history, right?
Right. I mean, Carly has shown that she is interested in
That's
Drew.
right. That's right.
But I was just
But
so annoyed with
still.
him when she like gave her explanation for why this was not the right time, and then he's like, nope. You know, nope, you're wrong.
I know. The
And
only
then
part of that.
the kiss that was supposed, you know, I guess we were supposed to think like, oh, well, that would make me weak at the knees.
She's gonna run
You
after him now.
know.
The only part of that scene that I thought was okay was when Carly started to sort of tear up because she felt like, ironically, like somebody had finally heard her, you know, and
Yeah,
seen her,
yeah.
even though,
I don't know. I
of
was
course, at the
just.
same time, he wasn't. So, yeah. And, you know, I would say it's not even limited to just men treating women that way. Like even Bobby, when Carly's talking about what she wants, Bobby's like doing the same thing, like, you know, questioning every single thing she says.
Also, who you are.
Portia with Trina, like, oh, you need a party, you know? I mean, like, what's wrong?
To me, it was like, that seemed like the worst time for a party.
Like rampant, you know?
And then we had the like very concrete, and maybe this is intentional by the writers that like, maybe we're going to explore these ideas now, but we had the very concrete example of Sasha and Brando and the, what is it called?
The guardianship or conservatorship? Guardianship,
I was going to say. Yeah, conservatorship, guardianship. Like yeah. That.
Yeah.
Which only got a few minutes really of our time and then got dropped again. Like, because their storyline just, I forget that they exist and then they're back.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't know. I just felt very conflicted and angry not like I'm sinking into a love story here. I mean, it was kind of the classic theme with Carly and Drew is that now we're going to have this tension and then eventually they will come together and it'll be blissful and wonderful and will make it sweeter. Yeah. But to me, it was like, this is just like power plays or something. I don't know. Mansplaining is like a new, you know, trendy thing to say. I don't know if it's
expression. I guess there was some of that going on. The men explaining things to the women, but
I had a little mansplain happen to me yesterday. I was kind of annoyed.
Did you? Yeah.
Yeah. But it was all via messenger, so it wasn't quite.
Sometimes it's hard to interpret the tone, right?
Yeah, like they're being helpful, but it's like, right, I got it. Okay, got it. You know. I don't know.
Oh, dear. But a lot of these conversations, they don't feel as much like conversations as sort of like debating sort of, you know, situations like
pros
and cons, you know, and.
Right.
I felt like Carly especially did have quite a solid case for not, you know, jumping in.
Like just like we've been saying about her is like she needs to be her own, you know, on her own for a while and see who she is on her own. And we didn't mention, you know, today, but Finn and Elizabeth. Which is a slightly different situation because we're talking about somebody trying to give mental help. But mental health assistance, I guess, or
support.
I don't know. I found it like, you know, he even when she was at where was she? Shady Brook?
Yes.
Anyway, even back to that part when she was there and she said she didn't want him to come visit her.
Yeah, and there he is.
You know, it's like. Yeah. I don't know. I'm pretty clear. Like, it wasn't just like a vague, like, I don't know. I'm just sort of tired of people. Like, no, I said this and I meant it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I mean, I guess we're dealing with a show where, you know, somebody married their rapist.
That's part of the foundation, but maybe you think we would have come a little further than that, you know, maybe now that we can all acknowledge that that was wrong.
Yeah.
You know, maybe start fresh, you know, and let the women sort of have equal standing.
Yeah. I guess I'm just concerned, like, okay, it'd be interesting if we were exploring this theme, but I don't think that's what the writers are going for. I think this is a byproduct.
Yeah, I think that would be great. That would be very interesting if we were exploring that theme and the women, like, at some point each turned around and said, you know what, I've really been very clear.
Yeah.
And you didn't respect me and we're done.
And we're done. Mm-hmm. And next step is a restraining order, which apparently are useless as far as I can tell. But,
Right. But yeah, and also it looks like Carly's going to go on that retreat or whatever in Aruba. And of course, Drew is going to be there, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And that'll all be weird because his real life wife is going to be running that, right? So that'll all just be kind of,
yeah, that's kind of
weird and
too.
Creepy all the way around. Yeah.
But also, like, when Bobby's like, you know, you should go. I mean, Ava's not out of the hospital.
Out of the hospital. And the little girl, yeah,
is what, going to just, like, hang out there with the nanny and then Sonny occasionally? You know, that seems kind of sloppy,
all hopped
too.
Up on sugar and whipped cream and, yeah.
Yeah.
Just thinking about that's what you want to give the kids before they head off somewhere. Like, wind them up and release them on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, there was a lot to be sort of unhappy with.
I don't know, maybe I'm just cranky, but I found myself being like, just really kind of like tense about it.
It kept happening in every scenario. Yeah. It kept happening. So,
yeah. I don't know, even like Nicholas stepping in with Elizabeth when she was fumbling, when she was being questioned by Jordan, and suddenly, you know, he's the prince stepping in to give her the alibi. And it's like, dude, did I ask for that? You know, did I imply that I wanted you to cover for me? I don't know. Right. You know what? I don't know. It's like, I don't know.
And I don't know what to make of Nicholas right now. It seemed like he was so clearly devoted to Ava not that long ago, you know. And now,
yeah, and then we came up with that sort of fake rage he had about her messing up his relationship with Spencer, which we agreed was just poor writing.
Ava doesn't know it's poor writing,
right?
So she thinks it's actual Nicholas. Right? I guess. I mean, she's very savvy, so
she might know that it's the writers. I thought another poor writing moment, or just, you know, the usual soap opera-y stuff, but when they had they implied that he was going to smother her when Trina walked in. I was like, what are you doing? Like, you're just, I don't know. I don't know. It was kind of like a bad movie kind of a
a little like easy suspense kind of.
But
at the same time, like, there's nobody right now that upsets her more than him, and he should know that, right?
He is very stupid.
To think that he's gonna
character.
Help her heal, you know, I that seems, you know, like he should be keeping his distance just to let her sort of, you know, recover.
We're getting very upset and cranky. Maybe we should talk about fashion.
Okay, go ahead. Oh, I liked Ava's kind of like wrap, you know, dress, whatever it was that she was wearing at the pool.
Ava.
I mean, no, Anna. I'm sorry.
Anna. Okay, Anna. And it had like a belt or something that was kind of cool. Yeah.
Yeah, a little slit up the side.
Yeah. Oh, that one. Yeah. That was good. Yeah.
Yeah, but it was Sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I like when Valentine grabbed her leg.
Oh yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was nice.
Ooh, I think he's the only dude right now that I'm feeling favorable towards on the show.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think he kind of acknowledges that women are a worthy adversary, right?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe
Lucy could kind of go toe to toe with him in a way. I thought their scene was pretty good, you know.
Lucy's been strong lately. I enjoy Lucy and Anna together. They're very funny.
Yeah, that's an interesting combination. Yeah. That's kind of nice. But it was weird when like one second he's putting his hand on her leg, then the next second they're in his room, right?
Oh, just the change of scene.
Seemed like, I don't know. They should have. There could have been one line. I guess maybe they just don't have time.
They got transition
statements, you know. But
On my fashion shout out, it goes to Trina's blouse.
Okay, sure.
All right. Do you like that sort of peasanty sort of, what do you call it? Eyelet? Yeah. Is that called eyelet?
Yeah, I think so. And I liked Joss's sort of peasanty blouse.
Joss had it, with the big
that blue one.
bell sleeves or something.
I unfortunately
spent my those years for me were like in an unfortunate era in time.
You're
a little bit ahead of me, so you were probably cool at that.
And at the same time behind. I think I was wearing like rugby shirts.
Oh, I had a rugby shirt and I played rugby. Sure. Those were
one
separate,
of us had to.
Separate matters, yeah. I think I only lasted two seasons, but
two seasons. That's way more than one season.
Yeah, I think I did. I was like with a friend. Who I was like, you know, I was kind of up for whatever. She was like, I was like, sure. Because we'd go to the men's matches. I think they were called matches. I don't even remember.
Okay.
But anyway, and they were pretty cool, and they always had the best parties afterwards. So much beer and
in high school.
Oh no, this was in college. Sorry.
Okay.
But
okay.
I had a rugby shirt in high school, I believe. They were kind of
Yeah, they're freshmen in college now. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I guess.
But yeah, I looked pretty bad those years. Those 80s years were I probably was right on the edge of being cool looking in the 70s as a youngster.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know. Yeah. I was all like, I had toe socks. I had rainbow suspenders.
So you are Mark, basically.
I had plaid bell-bottom high-water pants that I wore with striped shirts or whatever. You know, like I was with it.
Yeah.
And then the 80s hit. And I think that was, I don't know. Did anybody look good in the 80s? I don't think so.
I don't think so either. It does all beg the question of how you and Rory got together. But
With me looking that bad?
Yeah. Was it an arranged marriage?
I think I'd gone back to a sort of throwback bohemian look at that point.
Yeah.
I don't know. Must have just been my laid-back vibe, you know?
Like, I guess so.
The poor Rory is laid up with a Rona now. It's like we finally entered the pandemic. We're full-fledged members.
I know. After it's pretty much, I guess it's really never going to be over.
But I kind of was starting to think like maybe we've got, you know, there's talk of people that maybe had of a gene that keeps them safe from it or something, you know, I was like, you know, like we're going to go through this without ever getting it, but no, but he's okay. And I don't mean to make light of it because it was obviously just awful. And for so many, but he took the test and he was in the middle of saying, well, how long does it take for, and like the two lines were like, so it was like, oh, you've got it. You've really got it.
Yeah, that's interesting because a lot of people have been having like negative tests, you know, one after the other. And then like,
Then
eventually they might have a positive test.
Well, I mean, he was already quite symptomatic.
Yeah.
So, I've taken just every time I've traveled to see my elderly father, I take them to make sure. But, but I always think, well, if I'm not symptomatic, it's going to, you know, I could be symptomatic the next day and I don't know, it's better than nothing, but whatever.
Yeah, I guess so.
Whatever, but he's doing okay. He's hanging
That's
in there.
Good. Bless his heart. Yeah.
Bless his little stuffy heart.
Old Rory.
But yeah, so we're like in it to win it now. And, we're part of the crew. We're like COVID virgins, you know?
There's not too many people
I know that haven't had it, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, do you know, like, I don't, I'm in a minority of the people I run around with.
I guess you're right. But I'm also wondering if maybe we had just a completely asymptomatic case at some point.
Right. I also, I do so wonder too, like if we've had it and not known it at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Entirely possible.
Anyway,
back to General Hospital.
They made
the choice to not include that real life circumstance in their storyline.
Yeah, they did. I guess it's kind of all or nothing. I guess you couldn't include it a little bit, right?
Did any of the soaps include it? I know some of the nighttime shows included.
Yeah, some of the nighttime shows did, and they even like were wearing masks a lot of the time, and that part of it was really aggravating. you know, even though it was sort of true to life, but you know, you're sort of paying to see the whole face.
Yeah, you weren't getting your money's worth. Yeah,
you don't get like all the expressions and everything, you know.
Characters,
that's half of, you know, their acting gig is their expression.
Right.
Yeah. But anyway, it was interesting when they did include it. Especially medical shows, I think that seemed like it was obvious that they should.
Right. You know, yeah, that. Exactly. Yeah, unless you're like in some bubble somewhere where like the world doesn't happen. I don't know.
Of course, General Hospital is a medical show.
It is a medical drama, right? Isn't that what it's categorized as? Yeah, medical drama. It's funny.
Yeah. What did you think about Elizabeth's sort of? She's been on a little bit of a roller coaster ride. Yeah. And just like it was kind of refreshing that she finally just like was honest, you know? And I guess it helped that she had sort of like tested the waters with Nicholas, you know? And
I felt like, so now we're on today, basically. And I felt like today it was a boring day. It was one of those placeholder days, but we kind of had some movement on a lot of the storylines, and that was one of the big ones.
I'm not sure how interested we are at this point. You know,
I know it's gone on so long. It really has. I don't know. Maybe she just got terrified enough to go ahead and open up to Finn. Yeah. I still feel like their romance has got to be dead in the water.
Yeah, I know. I would think even from her point of view in a way, because she knows now that she's shown him, like, I don't know, like not that she was, you know, mentally ill, but that she was sort of deceitful and, you know, like she wasn't treating him sort of as a partner.
Yeah, exactly. If she's not comfortable enough with him or doesn't trust him enough to share all that. And I also, I don't know, and this is like maybe a bad reflection on what I think marriage, not marriage, but a full-fledged relationship should be.
Yeah.
I feel like when one person ends up being more of a caretaker, it's like, is that like a love affair, or is that more of a caretaker guardianship thing again, you know, like I don't know.
Yeah,
when somebody else has the power over you.
Well, and like literally, like if the Sasha Brando thing plays that way.
The balance of the relationship is so and I guess I threw the word marriage in there because there's the in sickness and in health thing.
Right.
And a lot of times, of course, as you get older and things change and you may become the caretaker or vice versa.
Right, and you take turns maybe at different stages.
Yeah. But there's like I feel like there are certain, I don't know, at that stage in the game, Finn and Elizabeth, like if he's going to have to be the one to take care of her mental health or whatever,
like,
you know,
like, kind of go down this dark path with her, kind
it's
of.
It's just not very sexy, I guess, is what I'm saying.
And at the end of the day, that's what matters, right?
I mean, there's a certain amount of, I don't know, there's a certain amount of, the word power keeps coming up, but like, just you're in charge of your own stuff to a certain degree. And then when you have to hand it all over to somebody else, like you're not equals in your relationship anymore. And
Right. Well, in a way, if we think back to when Finn thought he had thrown Peter to his death, Elizabeth kind of helped him.
That's true.
But she was there for it, and she saw it happen, kind of, you know? So it wasn't like he withheld it from her, and then, you know, it bubbled to the surface. So it's a little bit different.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm in my own head. I'm thinking about my own, like, I think it's probably my own warped feelings about relationships. Like there are certain aspects of your personality or when you're really down and weak or whatever, and you kind of don't want your partner to see you like that or to have to see you like that.
You know, that makes me think about something that's been in my mind a lot lately.
Uh-oh. I'm nervous now.
You what? Should be. You should be. This will make you uncomfortable.
No.
No. I watch a lot of home improvement shows. I don't think that's any secret.
Sure.
Okay.
No.
But you know, everybody now wants an ensuite. They want a bedroom with a bathroom attached. And I'm thinking, do you really
What's
want,
that called? Like, an ensuite?
An what? Ensuite. Yeah, like, you know, like
spell
together.
That.
ENSUITE. It's two words, huh. I think.
Okay.
That means that your bathroom is like attached to your bedroom. And if you're in there and your partner's in the bedroom, you know,
you're not
me,
leaving
need...
much to the imagination.
Yeah, yeah. I think I wouldn't mind having to cross the hall.
Yeah.
<know?
laughs> Though I don't know if you remember, but when we were all in school together, out west, mm-hmm. my roommate and I had the bathroom in the hall. Like that's, we were all living in. And we occasionally like just found strangers in it, you know, and so that wasn't good.
No, that's different. Yeah. That's
we different were like, here. Hello, I was going to take a shower. Do you mind doing your business and getting out there? No, I hear you. Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of little... like that. I mean, that's like on a very like just a basic
that's
level,
like
on, but,
yeah, just potty mouth level.
And it, but this is kind of like your emotional, you know,
yeah,
excretions.
Yeah, yeah. Emotional excretions.
If anybody wants to borrow that phrase,
this is going to be my next T-shirt. Like, please stay 6 feet back. There may be emotional excretions. We don't have those to send. Sorry.
No, sorry, not but, yet, not yet.
Yeah, I don't know what color those emotional excretions would be, but they're probably like mood ring colors, you know. They
oh
match
wouldn't
the
that be nice color. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Can you still buy a mood ring? I might need a mood ring, and I could monitor my colors of my mood ring while I watch General Hospital. Like every time Cody or Drew comes on, it'll be like black.
You would throw it on the floor.
Black. Yeah, smash yeah. it.
And I've noticed though that in the montage, the credits at the beginning, those are misleading because I saw Marshall and Cody in the credits yesterday,
and they weren't on. Or
and, yeah, I was crestfallen yeah. immediately. Both
crestfallen.
Times, but, yeah, yeah. They weren't on, and Cody was in to get today's credits. Maybe they're just trying to upset us.
Yeah, they're like, we're going to drive these two women out of their podcast business because
we got to shut this down. How can we do it? The easiest way would be to give them like the main storylines like together.
I might even be coming.
What if they started a band?
I might be coming around to the smallest degree on Marshall. At least if I had to pick, I'd rather see Marshall than Cody or Drew.
Hmm. Wow, that's a tough
I mean that's
one.
That's not an easy choice, but
yeah
huh. But I will say though that at least there was a mild correction with Drew. Like when Drew came to the Savoy and had the conversation with Curtis, at least Curtis kind of had him contemplating like, okay, now that a man's explained it to me, you know.
maybe he has a point. Yeah, right. Would have been good if he had said like it the exact same way as Carly, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that was glad Curtis said that. I was glad he wasn't like, yeah, just keep trying, man, you know.
Yeah, just keep going at her. You'll, yeah, you know. Yeah. Mouth open. But I found Portia annoying again, though, that little like showing off of the ring and the squeal.
And the squeal. Yeah. And to.
Like, are they telling her to do that? Or is that her choice?
Don't know.
Here's how you act. This is the engaged acting. Here's
how
you act when you're
woman
freshly
acts.
Engaged.
Yeah. And with Drew, I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't need that either.
We're just cranky. I guess we're cranky. I did like her dress, though.
You did? Okay.
She had kind of a nice wrap dress, sort of black and white ensemble.
Yeah, Yeah. Oh, well, you know, and Curtis was wearing that plaid shirt that he'd worn before that looks like it's got like black duct tape across it. Like, it's not like a plaid.
I didn't notice the black duct tape, but it was like a plaid sort of flannelly looking kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It just didn't have like the usual, like where you see the whole plaid pattern. It was interrupted sort of by like black bands. And I don't know.
An interrupted plaid. Wow.
Okay. Another phrase.
I thought he looked handsome. He's a very handsome man.
He is. And you know, if he could get back to his real character and, you know. Yeah. And I guess maybe that will happen. Maybe this little like moment of bliss between him and Portia, once it's finally interrupted by the truth, maybe then we'll have, you know, earned the right to see our true Curtis again.
Yeah. And I have hopes for the Woo storyline that, you know, having him be entangled with her and getting in some shady business will make him more interesting.
And hopefully he'll try to, like, you know, stay true to himself, which would mean putting himself
not what
in
I'm
danger.
Hoping.
You're hoping, he's going to just fold.
Well, I'm hoping that he'll get entangled with some darkness. Not because he wants to, but he just will. There'll be no choice. You know, that'll be the best.
Threatening him and people that he loves, that kind
of. Yeah, yeah. Or something, you know, that he'll have to dip his toe into some murky gray areas. I mean, he already has by having her there.
Yeah.
What's weird. Like, why do I want dark stuff and you want like all rainbows and unicorns? And I don't know. I'm not sure what you want. I don't know.
I know people have good and bad impulses, but like there's certain characters I don't want them to like regret doing bad things, you know? Like some people enjoy doing
well,
bad
like
things.
If you're like Ava or Liesl, you don't regret doing bad
things.
Yeah,
they kind of relish it.
Yeah, yeah.
Until they don't, until the consequences are too dire. But
yeah, maybe.
You know.
I liked Ava, even just lying there, barely moving.
And we know how hard it is to act lying down.
Yeah, yeah. But just even the fact
women
that
have been doing it for years.
That they've, you know, stripped off the makeup, and once again, that just like she's vulnerable, and I don't know, she's just good. She's just really good. Let's see
and
what else
not,
we had.
She's not sure about Nicholas, right? She's not sure.
Right,
kind of
she's unsure.
Anymore.
Yeah,
because she doesn't know that was bad writing.
Well, and he's just acting sketchy, you know.
Yeah, he's very squirrely right now, and Victor
he's squirrely, just, not princely.
And Victor was just like hanging out at the pool. Which was, I don't know.
He's hanging out everywhere, at the hospital, the pool.
There's this group of characters that just kind of appear in every situation with no purpose.
But I do like, you know, Victor and Spencer kind of palling around and, you know.
Well, yeah, I like it better when they're sort of at odds. Because what lengths would Victor go to control Spencer if he's.
And vice versa, because Spencer has no sense. You know,
well, yeah,
so
he doesn't understand that Victor's like the real deal.
Victor's like a snake, and
And what makes Charlotte more sort of expendable than anybody else?
What do you mean?
Like, why can Victor treat her like just a pawn in this whole game, but he doesn't do that with Spencer, you know, or Nicholas to control one or the other. You know what I mean?
Because she's female offspring, and probably because she's female.
And maybe she's like a grand. Well, Spencer's a grandson, right?
Grand. What is he?
Victor is.
He's a grand nephew. He's a grand nephew.
Oh, nephew, nephew. Okay, right. Okay.
Or is he just a nephew?
I don't know.
I don't know.
This
is quality stuff we're doing now.
And we're not drunk. I will say that again. This time
a little tired, I guess.
We can't blame it on anything but our own weak.
No, I've just been nattering around in this small space, like, because we're like, you know, quarantined, because I'm assuming I'm probably highly contagious too. And the minute, like, normally I don't do anything, I don't go any place anyway. you know?
Yeah, but it's as not soon like as I'm somebody out. Tells you, basically, you
exactly.
can't.
Exactly. I have wanted to go buy this one decorative pillow in the worst way. I saw it when I bought my martini glass, and I have this regret that I didn't take it and buy it right there. It was 50% off. It's chartreuse. It's chartreuse.
Okay.
Yes. It would be the pop of color that would just pull this place together. And now suddenly I'm like, oh, damn it. Why didn't I buy it when I was out? Now I'm here for like a week.
Now you're angry with Rory for keeping you from the pillow.
Exactly. And it'll be gone when I get back. And I'm already like I'm already like that Geico ad or whatever, where you like your parents or whatever. And he's like, that's too many pillows. And, although my mother didn't have this pillow issue, but I do. I'm like, pillows are cool. Because pillows can change something and then you can get rid of them and bring in new ones. And, you know, it's just, they're cool. That's all. Anyway, sorry, okay. I'm not sure why I got off on that topic, but
I don't know either, Gia, but maybe that explains the grumpiness is that you don't have a pillow.
Well, and I really haven't got, I went out for a walk because I don't run into anybody on a walk, but I haven't gone anywhere. You know, luckily I just grocery shop and we're fine. Uh-huh. It's not. But the minute somebody says you can't go out, you know,
or if they say, could you please just be quiet for a little while, then immediately you think of everything you ever needed to say, you know.
People have been telling you to shut up lately.
Hey.
Shut your pie hole.
Maybe, perhaps.
Skype where you're being.
Well, I was gonna say, like in those like Zoom work meetings where you're supposed to be sort of semi-professional. You know, that's where all the nonsense starts to flood my brain. You know.
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah.
The sass rises to the surface.
Yeah, it's not far from it with you all the time. Okay, let's talk about General Hospital a little bit more and then try to we nattered on drunkenly in our anniversary episode for like a really long time.
I know. I don't know why we think we should be getting longer in these podcasts.
We don't. We just like whatever. Yakking.
So let's finish strong. Okay. What was one of your lasting impressions?
I don't like what this storyline does to Jordan's character because it just puts her right in that eyebrow suspicious. Yeah. I mean, somebody has to do it. Somebody has to do it. But it's like that we've been both saying we want to see her in some other circumstance or situation. Right. And now she's right back in the classic cop mode thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It was interesting, I thought, when Victor kind of made a statement about her and having to maybe like show her what real Cassadines were capable of or something like that.
That was very ominous. Yeah. You know, that was ominous.
And I thought, well, that would show Spencer what type of a person Uncle Victor is, you know?
Yeah. But I don't know if Spencer would be turned off by that. I think he might be. No, seriously. Cause he's
like a kid who has that sort of like video game fascination with stuff and doesn't realize that it's real life.
Well, or just I think he might aspire to be like Victor. I don't know.
And when he's nice to Trina, do you think that's real or is that just him saying
that's his better angels?
And who was it that said Cassadines let you see what they want you to see or something like that? Was that Finn to Elizabeth? I can't remember. It was about Nicholas.
I don't remember that. Might have been Finn. It was
a pretty accurate statement, it seemed like.
Yeah.
Whoever said it.
I don't know. I liked some of the stuff that happened today. I really, of course, liked that there was a big breakthrough between Anna and Valentine.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you. Like, why do you think that suddenly happened?
Because that storyline's just gone on so freaking long.
Because he didn't want to listen to the writers anymore and he decided to ad lib.
Maybe. Well, they'd had the thing with Lucy and
if she's sending Lucy after him, then it's only going to get messier.
Yeah. But I liked that we didn't have them end up having a breakup. Like this, now they can team up. Although they demonstrated that they were very poor as a team when they were going after Peter.
They're kind of weaker than the sum of their
parts. Yeah, they were quite a bit weaker. But I like them as lovers, so I'm hoping they'll, you
know, have more intimacy.
It's a little bit of intimacy. Yeah, and he was like the opposite of the mansplainer. Like he, like to me, it's like, okay, Valentine's being vulnerable.
Yeah.
And, but I don't think less of him for that. I like think more of him.
Yeah. Because he'd been trying to hold that in for a long time.
Yeah. And there wasn't anybody saying, no, that's not how you feel. That's stupid. Here's how you feel. Let me tell you how you're feeling. Mm-hmm. It was just actual support. And, So that was my favorite part, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I'd agree with that. Yeah. And I did like the scene with Lucy and Valentine too.
Oh yeah. 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 Lucy's good no matter what. She was on all the time, I was annoyed by her back in the day. Yeah. But now I really enjoy her, and maybe that's my getting older. I'm not sure.
Maybe. Maybe they're just using her more like wisely.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know. Maybe she's grown into a, like, I feel like there was just a lot of over the top with her before. Almost like a I Love Lucy kind of character.
Yeah, it was kind of campy, a lot of the storylines with her. Yeah.
And you know me, I'm much more serious.
Definitely so. Very, very serious.
Yeah.
It's hard to get you to smile even.
Yeah. So I apologize. I feel like this has become like the complaining show, you know.
Yeah. But we just have such a high standard, I guess.
We really do. Yeah.
For our story.
Our characters, our people. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. Anywho. Well, I think we kind of covered stuff mostly.
I guess overall we did. And I think we had some valid concerns.
Very valid. I do hope some writers are listening or somebody. We can't be the only ones feeling this way. I don't think.
I hope not. If we are, that's sad.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. They need some new perspectives in their writers or something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay, Gia.
Okay, Keisha. Well, we'll keep watching and we'll do some more analysis in a few days.
Yeah, we sure will. Okay. Well, I hope you guys stay on the healthy side of things.
Thank you. And you too. And we're doing okay so far.
Good. Okay.
Except for that lack of a pillow.
I wish I could go get that pillow for you.
As soon as we're not quarantined, I'm rushing right up there and buying that thing.
Okay. Okay, Gia.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening if you're still with us.
Yeah. Okay. Take care.
All right. See ya.
Bye.